this, man.
Well, I know I can't handle it.
Look at you. You got the towel wrapped around you, though.
Seriously.
This is a nice bus that they've hooked us up with, though, man. I mean, everything, that all the accoutrements at home.
Every accoutrement you could ask for.
There's
an entire seat made out of Oreos back there.
I know.
I asked for that. I said I want a whole seat made of Oreos, and, you know, when I got back from the gym, it was there.
Accoutrements.com, man.
Seriously.
Unfortunately, you know, and it's not doing well. I think it's because most people don't know how to spell accoutrements.
That is a problem. Not a popular word.
On the intranet.
And, you know, sitting on Oreos isn't as comfortable as I thought.
No, but if you fall asleep and your mouth kind of, you know, falls open.
Right, but then you drool and the chair starts to get soggy. Oh. And it's a bad scene.
Mark was sleeping and he was doing that thing where he sleeps with his face near the butt of the chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sat down later. Creamy filling all over my pants.
That's no good.
I had no way of knowing.
But this is a swank tour bus that they've given us.
Hello, accoutrements.
Hello, yes.
And it's not a bad way to travel on tour, you know?
No, it's not at all. It
personally
really
entirely okay with it.
And look at Lawrence. I mean, he looks happy as a pig and
stuff.
Well,
we've got him suspended from the ceiling of the bus.
He loves that.
Mm-hmm. Rotates, and he gets to see out.
Well, it's like an air freshener, man.
Except only the complete opposite.
Yeah. Exactly.
Other than that, though.
The wind just kind of blows through him.
Right, and he gets to look out, you know, the south side, the west, mm-hmm. north side, and the west.
It's nice. It's nice.
And then we play, when we get really loaded, we play Spin the Lawrence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever he winds up playing to has to make out with him for a half hour in the closet.
Yeah, let's
never get bored on this tour bus.
Can we not talk about that?
Never get the taste off your lips on this tour bus.
Kept pointing at you every time we played.
I'm telling you.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I think he likes me.
I know he likes you.
I don't know what to do about that, man.
I'm on his diary.
It's like when you're a sophomore and that, you know, that one girl's going to ask you to turn about.
All right. That's a bad scene.
I think it's just gas. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. We got the steering wheel on top of the bus, too, so you can sit on top of the bus and steer.
I know, it's awesome. And yeah, arg! And it's one of those old-fashioned, like, a ship steering wheel. It's nice. You stand up there and just...
Well, I like we have the big railing on the top of the bus, too, so we can have party people out there, too.
Yeah.
While it's moving.
Party people on the bus say, oh, and they're like...
Because they're getting, like, road debris. Yeah.
A bag.
My favorite thing about a tour bus that was the main thing that I requested, something I really enjoyed doing as a kid, whenever I was in the back seat, mostly unattended, and happened to have some gum, is whenever one of those cars with like a sunroof drives by, or even one that's just, you know, was a convertible with no top, hitting the bald guy in the top of the head with the gum.
And I thought
you can't
get
tired of that.
And we've got a little, the whole like mounting and launching system.
Yeah, the cannon. Oh my god, the sights.
Yeah, see, as a kid, I just used rocks to do that. While they're driving.
See, I used to just try to circumvent the middleman, in the middleman being the car that I was in, and we just stand on an overpass,
yeah,
with like, you know, a 40 or 50 pound bag of Sacrete, just
like,
drop it into traffic.
You're like Macaulay Culkin in The Good Son.
Yeah, exactly like him.
And the nice thing about this tour bus is, in case you don't want to circumvent the middleman, we actually have a middleman in
the
trunk.
He's in the bank.
So we can get him and circumvent him whenever we want.
More accoutrements.
What's the next city on the Whirlwind Tour?
Dayton, Ohio.
We're huge in Dayton.
We are huge.
Too big. We're actually too big for Dayton. We're spilling over into Akron.
Nice.
That's
quite a haul.
You know, they put up orange fences, you know, midway through Akron to contain us.
Well, what is Akron if not Dayton's sloppy seconds?
That's actually the town motto. They just resigned to be called that and put
it on. Welcome to Akron, Dayton's sloppy seconds. I saw that sign when we pulled into town.
You know, the mayor thought, oh, well, it'll be tongue-in-cheek. Mm-hmm. It's cool to do that these days.
I did think it was pretty... I did notice that Ohio's tried to, you know, kick up the edginess factor, you know, try to get hip with the kids, because on their sign, instead of, like, Ohio welcomes you, did you notice it said... Ohio says, kiss our ass.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
I was impressed by the sheer intensity and cheekiness of it.
Seriously, this is a generation that doesn't have drive motivation, and they just want to say, F you to the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And Ohio's first to acknowledge that and embrace it.
Yeah, Ohio's not out there getting a job.
Mm-mm.
Ohio doesn't even have a resume like half done.
Seriously. nowhere near it.
Hasn't even looked for a place to stay.
It's a shambles of a resume.
It's just a dude on the street now.
Yeah. Ohio can't stay here forever.
It can, and end that realization summer? Is slowly Ooh. Dawning in on Ohio, quickly and painfully.
That's why I think they're just going to love us in Ohio.
I think so. I think we got a lot in common.
I do. Oh, man, I'm just looking. I had well, my... Do you guys see my accoutrement? You know, lift up the carpet here.
Okay.
Whoa.
Glass floor, man. Look at that.
That is glass
watch
floor.
Stuff go by. But watch this. I'm going to call the stewardess over. Ready? Okay. Sit back. Sheila!
Yeah.
Hey, Sheila. Oh, my God, Sheila, look down!
Oh, my God!
That's just glass.
Sweet.
See? See, she thought she was standing on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A la, like, Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote, as they like to call him in France, because they're big on him there. And you know, there was glass.
And the wonderful thing is that Sheila comes with an accoutrement. Come back here, Sheila.
Yeah, what's up?
That's a little button you push. Rewind the short-term memory. Sheila, look down there.
Oh, my God!
As many sweet. Times as you want.
It works here, too. Yeah. Hey, sweet buns!
Oh, my God!
Just rewind that. How you doing?
Oh, my... I'm okay. What's up? Do you guys need anything? A cocktail?
I think I'm doing all right.
I'll have one of the kitty variety if I can.
Sweet. Hey, you guys ever notice that Sheila sounds a lot like me?
Yeah.
It's in a weird way.
No, not at all.
It's a little unsettling to me. Maybe maybe it's just a voice bouncing off and it's in my head.
I can see how some people might say that, but I wouldn't.
She kind of looks like me, too. I mean, she's got like the week long stubble that she won't shave.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sexy, man.
She's sexy otherwise.
The whole memory like thing has its side effects.
I can overlook the stubble.
I wish there was some accoutrement that would allow me to drool milk, because then when I woke up on the Oreo seat...
little man. I thought ahead for you.
Oh, my... Mama!
Just put this in your butt.
Okay.
And, hello,
and then you gotta kind of... get the tube up.
You know, I actually just kinda... have more foresight.
Did you?
And I have this little man... That allows you to drool vanilla ice cream so you have a milkshake when you wake up.
Oh, wow.
Which is more upper alley if you think about it.
Yeah. All I have is just this little man.
We haven't figured out what he does yet.
No.
Looks very sullen. He's handsome in that little tuxedo.
Well, I can see that I'm no longer useful, so I'm going to go in the back in my apartment with my little man, which lets me drool underage girls.
So... I think tour is going to be all right, man.
Yeah, I mean, my only worry is just getting up off this tour bus. I don't know if I want to, you know?
Yeah, by the time we get off, you know, with accoutrements like this, maybe we won't be as road weary as, say, Steven Tyler or Keith Richards or something.
I heard you guys worried about that. Did you see this big red button here, man?
Yeah, what does that do?
Press it.
I don't... Hey, Sheila!
Yeah, what's up?
Can you press that big red button?
Yeah, sure.
See, the entire open side here opens up into a stage. We don't have to leave the accoutrements of home.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Sheila just got sucked out by the wind shear.
Oh, look, quick.
Sorry.
Sweet.
Push the button. Everything's closed back up.
Yeah, that stinks.
Maybe if we could go back and press her.
Yeah, and we could look through the glass floor, and we'll know when she comes up. She'll only have hit two of the wheels at that point.
Claytor, back it up! Mm. All right, now pull forward about 15 feet.
Yeehaw!
Alright. Sheila?
What's up?
No.
Hey, hit the short-term memory button so she doesn't resent any of this.
How you doing, Sheila?
Oh, I'm fine.
You know what? I think I figured out how to kill the next 3 hours till Dayton. Hey, Claytor, get it up to 90. Sheila?
Yeah, what's up?
Press that big red button.
Sure.
This is going to be so much fun. Hey, Claytor, back it up!
We really got to get to date, you know?
Oh, come on, this is fun, man.
We're advancing incrementally.
We want to get to Dayton before Children of the Corn come out after midnight.
And before the Hooters closes. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes. Before Hooters closes and before the Children of the Corn come out.
time is that exactly? Oh, I've got that on my watch.
Yeah.
Amazing things with digital watches.
Really
these days.
Stopwatch, Indiglo.
It's got a Velcro strap.
They're actually selling watches at all the Hooters now that go off, like when whatever the Hooters in your, you know, time.
Well, when the Children of the Corn start advancing on the town, then if you're not indoors.
If you're not in Hooters, you're in trouble.
You ever seen the Children of the Corn's tour bus?
It's awesome.
No accoutrements.
But it's, I'm saying awesome,
it's
like
stripped
a stripped down banner.
It's kind of old school way.
Kind of religious sort of thing going on.
Yeah, well, they don't afford themselves the luxuries that we have.
No, well, they're, you know, they're.
But awesome because you admire the kind of.
Except for the corpses of the adults that it's festooned with.
Well, if you consider those accoutrements, I guess, sure.
Oh, festooning.
Wow.
You know, the thing
that's
I,
such a great word. It's worthy of a swear.
And it also,
you know, if we weren't on air.
It's got four silent V's in it, too.
It does.
Uh-huh.
That's why nobody ever gets to www.festoon.com.
I know.
If they did,
it's a
though.
Dead end every time.
Yeah.
I think it's just a redirect to some porn.
Yeah.
Well, Ohio.
You know, if you say that backwards, it kind of sounds like Ohio. Oahu.
Yeah.
Oi-ho.
Yeah.
Oi! Oh.
So.
Hey, look, I found a book back here.
Reading's fundamental.
Seriously.
I don't know what it is, though. It's kind of blank. Hey, Sheila!
Yeah, what's up?
Clater, thanks for picking her up. Hey, could you hold this book?
Sure.
Can you press that red button?
Sure.
Dunk, 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 dunk. That book was bothering me.
So this is kind of like our automatic garbage disposal now.
Yeah.
Your life on tour isn't so bad.
No,
we've got accoutrements.
Oh, I found another accoutrement, guys.
What's that?
It's a point.
A point?
Yeah, it says, in case you have none, pull this ripcord.
Ooh.
I don't know. Do you want to try it?
Are we at that point?
I don't know.
No pun intended.
Maybe
you should.
Do we need an inflatable point in a box?
In our experiences collectively in the past, it's always been for the best if you pull the ripcord. If history has taught us anything.
Yes.
Well, I guess.
It's that and that licking... really cold pieces of steel is
all right,
a bad
well,
idea.
Your jobs are pulling the rip cords and snipping the umbilical cords.
All right, let me see your research. Hold on.
See, look at that graph. Yeah. Four colors on that
wow,
bad boy.
Four. Mine's way up at the top. It's blue too. Let's see your sources.
Blue for rip cord.
Yeah.
Newsweek, man.
Are you related to these seven guys in the bibliography?
Totally random from different parts of the world, man.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. I'll pull the ripcord. Okay.
Well, that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, it really didn't give us a point at all.
Philosophical, what?
Look, the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk has been impaled.
It meant it
literally. I didn't know that. It's not my accoutrements.
No. Well, let's think about this in an abstract sense. Maybe the impaling of Lawrence was our point. Was the point that we were meant to have.
Hmm.
Who wants to go nibble on the Oreo chair with me?
I'm down.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.